Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the ICL Investors and Analysts conference call. Our presentation today will be followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this call is being recorded today. If you experience any technical difficulties, please press star zero on your telephone. I'd like to hand the call over to the first speaker today, Ms. Limor Gruber. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining our conference call today to discuss ICL's strategy. The event is being webcast live on our website at www.icl-group.com. Even if you are connected over the phone, please also go to the link for the presentation on our website under Investors Presentations, Company Presentations, ICL Strategy Presentation 2018, so you will be able to follow it with the speakers. In the call today, we will start with opening remarks by ICL's chairman, Mr. Yohanan Locker, followed by a presentation by Mr. Chezi Israel, Executive Vice President, Business Development and Strategy. There will be a replay available a few hours after the meeting, and a transcript will be available early next week. The presentation that will be reviewed today is available on our website as well. Please don't forget to review the disclaimer on slide number 2. Our comments today will contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are not guarantees of future performance. ICL's acting CEO, Mr. Asher Greenbaum, ICL's CFO, Mr. Kobi Altman, and ICL top executives are here as well. And following the presentation, we will open the line for your questions. Thank you, and I'm happy to pass the floor to ICL's chairman, Mr. Yohanan Locker. Please.
Good day, everyone. Today's objective is to update you on the company's new strategy. In the next several minutes, I will outline the board's vision about where we want to take ICL over the next several years. Earlier today, we officially disclosed our strategy with the capital market in Israel. Now we share it with you. Chezi Israel, who leads our strategy and business development, will follow me with greater details. Our new strategy focuses on ICL strength and derives growth which is based upon our core capabilities. It has two key dimensions, two pillars. The first dimension is our three core minerals, potash, phosphate, and bromide, and their direct industrial applications will continue to serve as the base of our operations, our anchor, so to speak. As it concerns potash and phosphate, we are a price taker. It's no news. Therefore, we must optimize our cost structure across all our sites and operations, such as the Dead Sea, Spain, UK, and China. This, in turn, will allow us to stay competitive in the market. As for bromine, we should continue to strengthen our position. The second dimension, the second pillar, is what we refer to as advanced crop nutrition. It will be based on our specialty fertilizer platform, which goes from the mineral to the end customer. We see significant value in that. Our specialty fertilizer platform is a diversified portfolio. It offers a basic MKP alongside with the CRF advanced technology. Combined with innovation and by leveraging modern technologies, this platform will provide us with the opportunity to offer tailored solutions and a broader scale of services both in our existing markets and in new ones. One tool we plan on leveraging in executing our strategy is precision agriculture. The agriculture market is undergoing a technological revolution. Step by step, farmers around the world and in generations to come are adopting a new language. Yes, a new language. However, their goal remains the same, increasing their yields, of course, with less costs. Startups and technology companies are providing innovative technologies to a sector that historically has been characterized as a labor intensive. Nowadays, farmers are relying more and more on precision agriculture to improve their yields. We see an enormous number of transactions in the agtech market and reviewing various business models for us for ICL. As a fertilizer player, we are in the process of evaluating what will generate the most value for us. Let me be clear. ICL cannot afford to be out of the game. Therefore, it is our intention to invest tens of millions of dollars in this area in the coming years and allow for significant opportunities for ICL. We are evaluating various alternatives, including the establishment of innovation labs, our own corporate venture funds, as well as investing in startups directly. The board, together with ICL management, will consistently measure how the dynamic business reality in which we operate is impacting our strategy. Thank you for your time, and with that, I would like to pass the floor to Chevy. Thank you.
Thank you, Yohanan. Good morning. My name is Chevy Israel. I'm heading strategy and business development at ICL. Today, we launch ICL new strategy. For the last 12 months, we have analyzed the competitive environment. We have looked at each of the competitive arena that ICL is active. We looked at the positioning of ICL, we mapped the risk and opportunities, and as a result, we decided to change our strategy. Today, I would like to share with you the highlights of the strategic process. We'll focus on our strengths and the uniqueness of ICL business model, which are the basis for our strategy going forward. Before we share our way going forward, let's allocate some time to understand ICL today. We started our journey with three core minerals, potash, phosphate, and bromine. Relatively small player in the market that we are active. Small player in the phosphate chain, mainly depending on the agro market. Producer of elemental bromine with selected downstream products and small capacity of potash. What we have done. Over the years, we have grown successfully in our unique way. Today, ICL business model is based on our balanced portfolio between agriculture and industrial that provide us stability. What is the uniqueness? From minerals to specialty solution, managing mineral value chains. Over the years, we have developed a successful and meaningful downstream activity based on phosphate and bromine. As an example, we are the only global producer that went all the way from the mine to the downstream activities in food and industrial, which we call the downstream phosphate. Among our customers, blue chip companies that see ICL as the preferred and high quality supplier of specialty solutions. In the bromine compound, we decided many years ago to develop a successful downstream business. Adding to that the phosphorus flame retardant, we are a world leader in this area. In the last 2 years, we are generating operating income of margin of more than 20%. From this slide, I would like you to remember a company that knows how to build a downstream business in a successful way. Another way to present ICL is starting from the minerals all the way to the downstream markets in agriculture and industrial. But I would like to focus on the expertise and the know-how that we have in mining and understanding the chemistry of our minerals. we ask ourselves what is differentiating ICL from our peer group. The number is 400. We have 400 people in our R&D labs. Majority of them are PhD. We have a platform of innovation starting from Israel, Germany, US, Brazil, and China. From this innovation platform, we developed IDE, the world-leading desalination company, and Novotide, the world-leading peptide technology. Today, we are focusing all of our resources on our core minerals. If we add the marketing orientation, the marketing platform, the global marketing platform, you have a uniqueness of a platform of innovation and a platform of marketing that not many companies have that on a global basis. So slide 7, where do we want to go? Let me take you through key principles in our strategic thinking. Number one, we would like to ensure that our portfolio is focused with strong synergies, attractive and competitive position among the mineral chain. Number two, we would like to capture growth opportunities connected to our core capabilities. And last, keeping our financial stability. Slide number 9. In terms of growth opportunities, we looked at the upstream and downstream. So let's talk about the upstream business. The upstream business requires large investment in a volatile market. We are a price taker in this market. We have decided to focus on our three core minerals, potash, bromine, and phosphate. And the message over there is optimization. Optimization and efficiency to ensure the competitiveness of each of ICL sites. On the other end, the downstream business shows greater cycle resilience, higher ROIC because capital investment relatively small, and we would like to duplicate the success stories that we have in building a downstream business. We have growth opportunities connected to downstream. What are the growth opportunities? Slide number 10. We have a platform of food ingredients, which is based on phosphate and proteins. We have a platform of safety solutions based on flame retardants, on bromine and phosphorus. But we also have a platform with unique opportunity in the agro-solution space. We looked at this market with large potential market on the advanced crop nutrition, which is more than $20 billion. $10 billion are in specialty fertilizer with estimated growth between 5 to 7%. We have strong synergies between commodity fertilizer and crop nutrition, and ICL was the first one to develop specialty fertilizer activity. We have decided that our growth engine will be advanced crop nutrition. By doing that, we will be different than our peers. It's not about the size, but about being innovative. ICL is not one of the big players in crop nutrition. Unlike the Canadian or the Russians that have a big capacity, we don't need that. We have the right capacity to support our downstream business, to support our market position. We don't need more than that. As an Israeli company, active in a startup nation with a healthy agrotech environment, we can leverage that via the precision agriculture as an enabler, as a tool to bring more sophisticated solutions to the market. We aim to be the leader in advanced crop nutrition. Slide number 12. To summarize until now, ICL strategy going forward is based on two pillars, the core minerals, the backbone of the company, and advanced crop nutrition. Let's talk about the core minerals. The core mineral, the first, is about optimization. So what do we mean optimization? Let me take you through to our key sites. The sites in Israel, in the Dead Sea and Rotem. In the Dead Sea, we aim to increase the capacity to 4 million tons of potash, keeping low cost per ton. In particular, we have the advantage of the new gas supply agreement and the new power plant that will bring us tens of millions of savings, $10 million of savings after 2020. In Rotem, our phosphate operation in Israel, we continue to reduce the cost per ton and increasing the specialty portion. In Spain, we talked a lot about Spain in our previous call. Let me talk about Spain, about the attractiveness of Spain. It's located in Europe with a logistic advantage, close to our key premium markets in Europe, large and high quality reserves. We need to fix it, and we will fix it in order to be competitive in the future, in the long run. China, our second hub for phosphate, our JV, which is called YPH, the direction is to accelerate the move towards specialty. We already started. 2018 will be a break-even, and after that, we'll move to profitability. To summarize, the key initiatives in optimization will bring us 10 to 15% reduction in our cost per ton in potash for the next 5 years, over the next 5 years. Maintaining our capacity of approximately 5 million tons of potash. Shift China phosphate and UK facility to specialty. In our core minerals, we need also to talk about the downstream business. The downstream business of ICL, which is maintaining strength and provides stability to the company. We have a leading position in bromine, in the industry that we are active in phosphate, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the opportunities. We aim to increase the value of our specialty phosphate. We want to replicate what was done in bromine. By providing products, solutions, and services, we aim to price the product according to the value we bring. This has already started in the phosphate value chain and will continue. We see big opportunity in China. Continue the dilution of bromine resources in China. And in downstream phosphate, specialty phosphate, the WPA market in China, which is the white phosphoric acid, is estimated between 1 to 1.5 million tons. The Chinese today are using thermal acid, which is expensive and polluting. Our JV in China will be a player with competitive technology. We continue to add bolt-on acquisition and innovation in our key applications like energy storage. The pipeline is busy to bring more growth in this area. The bottom line for industrial solutions to maintain our strengths and provide stability. We aim to outgrow the market and to expand our margins. Until now, we have talked about the core minerals. Now we will talk about the advanced crop nutrition. Let me take you through the opportunity. So if you look at advanced crop nutrition, we are looking at the area of semi-specialty, specialty fertilizer, and additional products and technologies that are connected. Semi-specialty. Semi-specialty, the key product, the flagship product, is polysulfate. Polysulfate, a multi-nutrient product, sulfur, calcium, magnesium, magnesium and potash. It's a unique organic product. We are the only producer in the market with existing infrastructure. We already sell to 25 countries 40 different crops, and more than 300 trials globally. In 2017, we have already reached 300,000 metric tons in revenue, in revenues, and targeting 1 million tons by 2020. Polysulfate is the base, and the pipeline is busy. The pipeline is rich, and in this slide, you can see the variety of products that we are going to launch over the next 5 years. I talked about the innovation platform. I talked about the uniqueness of ICL. We are busy in building this rich pipeline of solutions. Our target in specialty, in semi-specialty, is to reach to $400 million within 5 years. Additional area in the advanced crop nutrition is the specialty fertilizer. ICL position in specialty fertilizer give us a very strong base. We have a very good opening position that we have built over many years. We are a global specialty fertilizer company working with growers, providing innovative and suitable solutions. We have more than 200 agronomists worldwide working close to the farmers. We have a superior technology, coated technology, and water-soluble technology. And we are also back integrated to key raw materials, which is potash and phosphate. The specialty fertilizer area, let's talk about the coated materials. Between 2006 and 2016, it is increased by 16% per year. The water soluble is increasing as well, and both of them will face a significant growth in the future. ICL is a leading position in the CRF market, the coated market, and we are leveraging this position for the specialty agriculture. In water soluble, we intend to be the base, to increase the base in water soluble. Megatrends are supporting us. Regulatory pressure, in particular in China and Europe, requiring more friendly environmental friendly fertilizers, and increase the use of more technology, changes in the environment. We see more opportunity when we look to the future. So how we are going to do it? We are going to extend the R&D, to invest more in R&D. We are going to expand the infrastructure, building more coated material, coated facilities, and water soluble. The investments are not big in order to expand. We already have the technology. The area of precision agriculture, dealing with big data, to lead to development of suitable and personalized product to our farmers, to the farmers. And of course, partnership acquisitions will be part of our journey. I mentioned about precision agriculture. It's about robotics, sensor, drones, other methods to gather relevant data. We are working today with startup companies doing trials in different countries. We look at that as big opportunity to bring more solutions, sophisticated solutions to the farmers. Our dream is to have a digital package per product. It's a dream that can happen. If you need the CRF data, that needs to know about the temperature. So by having this right sensor with the CRF materials, the farmers will know better how to handle the material and to increase the yield. The specialty fertilizer portion, we want to be the best in class in innovative platform. We are targeting over $1 billion in sales within 5 years, and at the same time, improve our operating margins. To summarize, our story is from mineral chain to specialty solutions. We know how to build successful downstream activity. We have the platform of innovation, the platform of marketing. Going forward, we have the capabilities to optimize the mineral chain and at the same time capture opportunity. By doing that, significant portion of ICL will be based on specialty. In terms of financial, we have the right position to support our growth. Successful divestment of non-core assets, cost reduction programs, and CapEx optimization enable us to significantly lower the net debt to EBITDA. This provides us a funding for growth. Slide 36 summarizes the highlights of our initiatives in optimization that will bring us significant growth in terms of earnings, and by growth in semi-specialty, in advanced crop nutrition, and in industrial solutions. We see big opportunity going forward, and we believe that ICL is well positioned to capture the opportunity because it is based on our strengths, it is based on our know-how. We have done it before, we will do it again. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question via the audio, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. So please press star and one on your telephone if you wish to ask a question. And your first question comes from the line of Joel Jackson. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. So slide 49, you talk about strategic design, and your first bullet is exit bleeding projects. Can you define what is a bleeding project? And, you know, in China, and I've asked this question several times, including recently on your call, but if you hope that you can get the JV in China break even, and I know you're investing in specialty products there, but at what point do you say this project, this JV, continues to bleed? How you define bleeding, and when would you exit that business? And the same in polysulfite. I know you're transitioning to make that mine, trying to make that mine profitable. But if by 2021, 2022, you're just break even, or you're not doing what you want to do there, and the product demand, the product margins aren't what you think, when would you just shut down the UK mine? So I guess the question really is, putting it together, is define bleeding, and in terms of capital returns or whatever you want to define it, and then how many years of bleeding in the different projects would you say enough is enough?
Okay. Hi, Joel. So when we are talking about bleeding projects, we are talking about the past. We are talking about key two projects, the project of potash in Alana in Ethiopia and the harmonization project. By shutting down the project, we saved hundreds of millions of dollars and also potential hundreds of millions in the future. So these are the bleeding projects that we were talking about. With respect to the question about China, the JV of downstream phosphate, the idea is to duplicate the phosphate operation that we have in the Western market to China, which is a big market. I indicated the potential, the total universe that we see between 1 to 1.5 million tons of white phosphoric acid, and this is the ambitious to go to this direction. And we believe that with the right measures that we already done and technology, this JV will move to profitability. The third question was about polysulfate. Polysulfate is a site that today in CPL we have potash and also polysulfate. In polysulfate in 2017 we sold 300,000 metric tons, 50% increased compared to 2016. By reaching to 1 million ton, this site will be profitable. And we aim that to be in 2020.
So,
Kobe.
Joel, this is Kobe. Just to elaborate a little bit more on what Chazi Swai just that said. In China, as well as in the UK, we are not talking about very significant cash investments. We are talking about ranges in the few dozens of millions, but not much more than that. So the efforts that we are doing there is restructuring those sites. We let go significant amount of people, and we plan to complete this restructuring plan, both in the China as well as in the UK. And we want those two sites to stand on their feet. Our strategy, the optimization part of our strategy in the core mineral, calls for each of our existing sites to be profitable enough to stand on its feet at any market conditions. So we are on our way there. We have done significant steps in 2017 in China. In the UK, we mentioned just now the increase in sales to 300,000 tons. And once we will reach the 1 million ton at the end of this decade, we will be able to have this site as a solid profitability site. And this is the strategy.
Remind me, you talk about dozens of millions of dollars of investment in China. So maybe I'm mistaken. I thought in the last couple of years, for your plan to roll out some of the specialties and not just commodity phosphate in China, you talked about investing hundreds of millions of dollars in your original plan. Has that plan changed in China over the last year or two, and how has it changed?
Okay, so it's important that we will...
Capital.
Yeah, no, it's important that we clarify. We are not investing hundreds of millions of dollars in China. Since we closed this acquisition, we are investing on the regular CapEx, just a little bit more than the depreciation level, and some investments that we are doing in order to enhance our capabilities in the specialties. Most of the work that we are doing in this site is restructuring the site as well as building the marketing infrastructure for our specialties in China in all the various areas, the downstream products. But we are not talking about significant cash investments.
Finally, what work do you think needs to be done to push polysulfide sales and PolyPlus sales and the different brands to a million tons? I know now you've been able to raise volumes. You're doing lots of trials. But I think you've talked about in the past blenders or growers not really paying the academic value of the four micronutrients and nutrients in the mix. So, what are you doing to try to improve that so that you can be profitable in 2020?
Hi, John. This is Ofer Lifshitz. I'm heading the Essential Mineral Division. I will address your question about the polysulfate. As Kobi mentioned, and also Chezi mentioned, we are increasing our sales on a level of 50% to 60% every year in the last 2 years, and this is our aim to continue. We are developing the polysulfate not as a only polysulfate as a sole product. It's also a product that, as Chezi mentioned in his presentation, for the semi specialty. So this polysulfate is the main product of the semi specialties activities. And it's going to ramp up during the year. I think it's in the presentation, in slide, what's the number of the slide? 27, slide 27. So you see in slide 24. So you see in slide 24 the growth of the semi-specialty division unit, business unit, during the next 5 years, which is based on polysulfate, but not only. Polysulfate and all kind of PK plus product that is our target. This is a new product. This is a very good product, actually, because of the four nutrients that it has. And we are quite sure that we will be able to sell the 1 million ton in 2020. This is our target. And by the way, we didn't mention it today, but after 2020, we are going to We have plans, if it will succeed, to continue increasing the production and the sales of this product.
Okay. And finally, you have a new CEO coming in later this year. I'm not sure if the start date's been decided. I think it's some months from now. Usually when a new CEO comes into a company, they set a new strategic plan. You're coming up with a revised strategic plan while waiting for a full-time CEO to show up. Can you talk about that? Because that's a bit different than what, you know, you might see from other companies.
Well, our chairman just stepped out, so I will take this question on and try to represent our board. But the board, together with the management team, spent significant amount of time during the year of 2017 to discuss the strategy, to shape this new strategy that we have just launched today. And the new CEO, together with the management team, will work on executing this strategy.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jonas Oxgaard. Please ask your question.
Good morning. Two questions, if you don't mind. The first one is on the specialty fertilizer. What is it that you think is needed there? Is it innovation? Is it formulation development? Or is it just convincing the farmers that this is better for them than what they're currently using? And how you plan to get there?
Hi, it's Eli Amon, the head of specialty fertilizer. I believe it's all of them. It's first of all, you have to convince a specific farmer to change and to use premium fertilizer and to get more in the future. And, you know, farmers are very conservative and you need to convince them. And this is something that we are doing for years. The second, of course, is the adding technology or digital to your products will leverage and will help you to sell more and to convince more the farmers to use specialty fertilizers. We are there for the last two decades, and we will do it now better with technology and with digital package to our products. Hope I answered it.
Okay, so the only departure from the past is to use the digital package and more aggressively?
Yes, but not only. It's, as you can see in the presentation, it's using our strength from the past with our very very big basket of products, adding technologies and adding some more products to the basket in order to be more attractive to the farmers. But all of that is under the trends, the global trends that help us, you can see it in slide 29, that help us to really to shift towards specialty fertilizers.
Okay. And a lot of your competitors are following the same path. Some specialty fertilizer seems to be one of the best growing areas of fertilizers. How are you differentiating versus the others, particularly Kyngenta? I know has been quite aggressive here.
Yes. First of all, let me say that we are in the specialty fertilizer business from 1993. So we are there for the last 25 years. This is one. Second, you are right. A lot of competitors are looking after specialty fertilizer segment. And we see it as a very important and positive trend. Kingenta is one of our competitors, and they are good, and they are there, and we are with them, and everybody is welcome to that. But we are very strong in this field, as I said, 25 years ago. So we have our own distribution channels, very strong ones, and therefore, in a way, we are leading. We would like to lead it also in the future. And therefore, we are adding now the digital idea, and this is only a next step of what we already did in the past.
Okay. And on a different topic, there is a conspicuous absence of industrial in this presentation, which I assume is very deliberate. Are you looking at exiting the entire industrial business, or how are you thinking of industrial and how it fits with the future of ICL here?
It's Eli Glazer speaking. I'm adding the specialty solution business of ICL. Definitely not. The specialty solution business is creating the stability for ICL, and it's part of our core minerals. And I'm emphasizing this will continue to support and to grow, and it will be our core.
So how does the bromine and that industrial part fit with a focus where the end market is, the focus on the end market of farming?
Can you hear me? Yeah. The bromine part is not part of the farming. The bromine part is the part of the industrial in our specialty solution. We developed during the years our downstream products, which goes to different type of industries, and especially the flame retardants, which is significantly grow in the last years. And if we look on the mega trends in the world, name it the automotive industry, the autonomic cars, and so on, this will create another opportunities in the long run. If we talk about renewable energy, we see a part of our bromine ingredients as a potential for this industry, as a battery storage, and so on and so on. Then the bromine is continuing to be our strong industry, which will create us stability, and there is a strong synergies to our minerals, which is the bromine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Patrick Rafaij. Please ask your question.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. I guess I have three follow-up questions. The first would be around the strategy to the question we just had before. For a number of years, you've tried to reposition ICL more as a specialty chemicals company, moving away from being perceived as a play on ag and potash. But now it would appear that you're trying to refocus again more on ag, at least with these strategic directions. Is that perception correct?
Hi, it's Revi. Previous year, we need to face reality. We were expanding both on upstream and downstream. But when the market has changed, we decided to change our strategy. So before, yes, industrial solutions and specialty solutions is part of the story of ICL, that it's not only a potash company. It is before, and it will be continuing in the future. So our specialty, the direction is the specialty.
And in terms of potash, we have the right sizing in potash. So ICL strategy direction, it's specialty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the follow-up on the question that was already asked as well, namely around the your new CEO. It is indeed surprising that you will come up with such a strategic update before Mr. Zoller joining. Has he been involved in these discussions? Has he been made aware of this, or will this be entirely new for him as well when he joins in? And will there be a risk that once he joins, he might make adjustments to this roadmap according to maybe his thinking? Can you share your thoughts on this, please?
Patrick, this is Kobi again. I will try to answer this again on behalf of our board. The new CEO was just nominated. He was not part of the strategic discussions that we have done in 2017. However, as part of his recruitment process, the strategy was shared with him, and this is why the strategy that was discussed and approved and by our board and was prepared together with the executive management team is the strategy that the new CEO will lead together with the management team and into a successful execution.
Kobi, I think we should also mention that when we design the strategy, we ask ourselves what is the right strategy for ICL, what is the right direction for ICL. And we as a management team, with the involvement of many people in the organization, came to the conclusion that the strategy that we are proposing is the right strategy for the company. And the right CEO and the commitment of the management will make it happen. I think it's important to emphasize.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the last question, you mentioned in the introductory comments, there's an enormous amount of transactions in ag and precision agriculture, and you're obviously willing to participate in M&A. Can you give us some sort of a framework? What would you're thinking? How much would you be willing to spend to get a kickstart? And I believe, you know, some of your competitors have been talking about this for a decade now and investing in this. So it appears to me there's a lot of catch-up that needs to be done. And just want to assess the risk in terms of, you know, you've had a lot of proceeds with the disposals. How much of that are you willing to spend now to catch up in precision agriculture?
Hi, it's Hezig, and I think it's important to notice that ICL was the first one to move and to build a specialty fertilizer platform. We acquired companies in the past on a global basis and also on a territorial basis, and we will continue to do that. In terms of the funds that will be allocated to that, at this stage, it's not something that we are disclosing, but at the right opportunity and the right size with strong synergies, it's something that we can share in the future. But the direction is to add companies with strong synergies to our portfolio, and the synergies will come because we have created a global platform. We created uniqueness in the area that we are active, so the add-on acquisition, the bolt-on acquisition, will be highly synergistic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And as a final reminder, please press star and one on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask a question. That's star and one if you wish to ask a question. And we don't seem to have any further questions. Please continue.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I hope it was a good use of your time. And, of course, we are available for any further questions. Good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.